Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And I'm John White.
Well, John, it finally feels like winter in El Paso. So I understand that we should be having another cold front here. So we're kind of glad that we get those cold temperatures because it does benefit our garden for the subsequent season, right?
Yeah, so, if it stayed warm, we'd think it was just going to be this way all the time.
Right.
We need a little cold blast to kind of keep the plants and us in line.
Exactly. And while some of us kind of feel that we're a little dormant along with the plants because of the cold temperatures, the master gardeners are also hard at work pruning the 1,500 rose bushes at the El Paso Municipal Rose Garden. They're getting ready for that first flush of blooms come April. That'll be here before you know it. But we also realize that roses continue to be a popular plant in gardens all along the country. And El Paso is no exception. You know, you can grow roses in El Paso, believe it or not. But I think one thing you have to also consider is the proper maintenance and the pruning of that.
Yeah, I mean, roses are kind of like other plants, you know, trying to grow things here in El Paso. There's a lot of things going against you, so you got to know kind of the right things to do.
Right.
And otherwise, you will fail. So it is important to learn proper maintenance techniques, how to care for the roses, you know, your selection.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you buy a healthy plant to start with.
Right.
And, you know, keep it going and then keep that maintenance because you have some of the newer ones a little bit maintenance-free, but maintenance-free doesn't mean no work.
Right, exactly.
It means you're still going to have to do some stuff. So the pruning and all that's still part of the maintenance.
Most definitely. And one thing that we try to illustrate for you all on the radio is to be able to how to visualize and how to prune your rose bushes. But you're in luck if you are interested. If you do have roses in your garden and you want to learn a little bit more about proper rose pruning techniques, we invite you to join the Master Gardeners next Saturday. That's January 27th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. where the El Paso Master Gardeners and the El Paso Rose Society will be out teaching you and proper pruning techniques. They'll have small groups to be able to visualize, to look at the shrubs. And if you dare to, they invite you to kind of, they'll lend you their pruning shears and kind of put that practice, that knowledge into practice.
If you got a good sharp pair of pruning shears, you can bring some with you, hand pruners as well as maybe some small loppers and stuff. But you know, it is nice because the garden, you are able to get your experience of pruning some roses. You know, a lot of people are kind of afraid if you've never pruned a rose, they're kind of afraid of making the wrong cut and stuff. And you do have master gardeners and rosarians there to help guide you in, you know, how to do those proper cuts. And, you know, after cutting on 100 rose bushes, you're going to have an idea on how to prune a rose bush from this day forward. So it's good experience, and it helps everybody because it is a municipal rose garden, and there's a lot of people that visit the garden, you know, when it's in bloom in the spring and fall, and just a beautiful area. So it's a, you know, good place to visit, very beautiful, serene, you know, kind of you want to get away from the hustle and bustle of the city. You know, you kind of sit back on some of the benches there and just kind of
reflect.
Take it easy, yeah. Reflect and take in the beauty of the roses.
Right, exactly. It's centrally located between Aurora Streets and Copia, right across Memorial Park. So again, that's next Saturday, January 27th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Come out and visit, say hi, and learn all about rose pruning.
And the Master Gardeners can help you out because you got miniatures and floribundas and grandifloras and hybrid teas and climbing roses. So you got quite
an assortment.
Assortment of different roses, so they can talk to you a little bit about how to prune and take care of those.
Right, exactly. And for one thing that we're looking at for roses, especially coming in into this winter time, and the technique that the master gardeners use out at the rose garden is really not for prize roses. So we're looking for an abundance of roses, which I think is what most home gardeners are looking for. They want to look for a big, you know, bang of blooms during the summer season. So it's one thing, you don't have to be timid when you prune those roses and really take back a significant amount. So we're talking about maybe even half of the entire rose bush back. So it is quite an aggressive pruning if you're just glancing over it, but there's a reason for that.
Yeah, I call it kind of a renewal pruning because you're getting rid of a lot of the old stuff off the vine, or I mean off the cane, the bush, but you want to encourage new growth all the time. Right. So it's kind of renewal. You're trying to get rid of the older wood and allow new wood to be formed. And then those fresh, newer, thick canes are the ones you're going to keep. And you kind of keep doing that. And you can keep a rose bush going for many, many years by doing that. But if you continue to leave the old canes, eventually that plant starts to wear out. It runs out of gas, so to speak. Dies of old age.
It makes.
So you need to kind of keep those old canes cut back, cut out, and keep new fresh stuff coming on. And that keeps the vigor and the health of the vine or the cane
going. Exactly. And, you know, one thing that we always encourage most folks is to always look at the thinking about, you know, safety and the health of the plant as well. And it's not just for bloom sake, but also to prevent any kind of rubbing between the canes or cross canes as well, because that's going to, you know, can lead to an open portion of the stem and allow maybe for disease or insects to kind of burrow in there as well. So, you know, you want to kind of also look at the overall view of the plant itself, and also to look at to see if what kind of canes to remove in addition to the ones that are crossing over. You know, what size do we look? You know, things of that nature.
Right, and you want to, you know, of course, pick a good spot to start your rose bed and everything. So you want to have good soil and irrigation, and there is, you know, you got to fertilize them because they do expend a lot of energy putting those blooms on and all that foliage growth. So they do need to be fertilized, you know, periodically throughout the season. You know, it blooms in two seasons here in El Paso. Summer is usually the worst time because it's so hot. And nobody wants to get out, and the roses don't necessarily want to get out there either. So they like the spring and fall. And, you know, the process of taking the old spent blooms off helps to encourage new blooms. So it's kind of a continual process where you're out there doing a little snipping and stuff kind of throughout the year to keep fresh new roses coming on.
Right.
And while you're doing that, you might notice it's got aphids or some powdery mildew, and so you can kind of take care of those problems at the same time.
Right, most definitely. And even though we don't have any blooms on the rose bushes right now, it's also a good way for you to kind of investigate if you're looking to include roses in your garden design for this coming year. You know, it's good to do some research on there to see exactly what you're looking for. And I think as far as roses, I think people think of two major characteristics: color and scent. You know, right. So after that, everything else kind of falls into line. And, you know, you're looking at these grandifloras and these beautiful blooms that are coming on there. And you learn as you go, single petal, double petal, all along the different characteristics on there. But it's really going to be, you know, you want to look also for rose bushes for a long-term investment for your garden itself. You know, these are not going to just be annuals that you're going to toss away. We hope that they're giving you a long life for that. But also when you're researching that, in addition to the characteristics, look at the full mature size. There's a lot of bush, like the David Austin roses that are almost like the bush garden roses that need enough space to be able to really expand on their size. And that also adds and contributes to the health of the plant itself. We're very fortunate that we have low humidity and that we're allowing for that low dry air, if you will, to kind of breeze through the plants. But we want to make sure that we do keep them open as far as right. that, as far as the growth habit, so that we don't have things such as fungus sprouting.
Roses do like sun. And so you do need to pick an area that has, you know, probably at least 6 to 8 hours of sunlight a day. So you don't want to pick a shady corner to stick your rose in, because that's going to be powdery mildew heaven there.
Right.
And so and then your rose may not bloom as well and things like that. So you want to be careful about not putting them in shade, heavy shade, and then you want to be careful about not bunching them all together. Allow them space, like you were saying, air movement to kind of keep them dried out, and hopefully they'll respond good for you. But, you know, don't put them next to a sidewalk where they're going to overhang the sidewalk and somebody walk by and get poked by, you know, by a cane on the rose bush or get a limb broken off the rose bush. So you want to be careful. Space them to where they stay within the bed that you place them in.
Right, most definitely. And also looking at other roses that all come in all shapes and sizes, there's also the climbing roses. And we do know that the Rose Garden is a very popular destination for outdoor weddings. And there's a lot of climbers that are out there. When they're in full bloom, they look absolutely gorgeous. The climbers will only bloom once in the entire season. And those are a special type of rose when it comes to rose pruning, because you want to wait until after that flush of blooms to prune any climbing roses. And that's the exception of the rule. If you have anything else, whether that's a miniature rose, a grandiflora, earth kind rose, you name it, now is the time to definitely get out there and prune those roses.
Right. And Denise, our pick for our plant of the week.
Oh, my goodness.
Since we're speaking about climbers.
Exactly. So we're talking about climbers, and I'm gonna nominate Don Juan climbing rose as one of our plant of the week. And I really like that rose because, well, first of all, I like the color red. And I think that Don Juan has a really deep red color attached to it. And there's a few bushes at the Rose Garden that I'm visualizing right now exactly where they're at. So right by the pond and right by the second larger entrance. So if you go out to the Rose Garden, he may not look much like right now, but come spring, Don Juan is going to be one of my favorites.
And Don Juan's one that's been around for a little while. So you should be able to, if you don't have one in your garden and want to establish a rose arbor or, you know, place where the climber can climb, then, you know, they should be fairly easy to find in the nursery trade because they have been around a while.
Right, exactly.
But they are a beautiful red, very, very nice, deep red color.
Deep red, yes, exactly. So, that's going to be our plant of the week. And roses galore. We'll be talking more about roses when we get closer to the blooming season, because the Master Gardeners will continue to have an open house and tours of the Rose Garden. But we want to get you out there and visit with the Master Gardeners. And the Municipal Rose Garden is also part of the City Parks and Rec Department as well, and they do accept community volunteers. And believe it or not, John, we do have a few community volunteers that are out there learning side by side with the Master Gardeners, and they do contribute. So this is a good way if you want to learn a little bit more about plants, especially roses, go out there and join the group.
And we know Texas AgriLife has some nice publications and stuff to, you know, some recommended rose varieties and you know, rose pruning and kind of upkeep on roses. So
visit our educational booth at the rose pruning demonstration next Saturday. They'll be all out there ready for you to go. So, gosh, John, we're almost out of time again.
Fast time.
A fast time, right.
It flies. Yeah.
It really does fly. And we want to thank you for listening to today's show. And we also want to thank Lauren Terrazas for engineering and producing our show today. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And I'm John White.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden
good to grow.